Cuando le compras a tu hijo el outfit de regreso a clases de JCPenney que tanto quería por tan solo $34, no solo le estás comprando el outfit de regreso a clases de JCPenney que tanto quería por tan solo $34, estás comprando una mañana en la que tu hijo va a estar listo a tiempo por tan solo $34. La prueba está en el recibo. Sí, es JCPenney. El precio incluye el 20% de descuento con el cupón. Oferta válida hasta el 22 de agosto. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
And welcome to episode 1219 of Gamertag Radio. This is Paris, and there's no Danny, there's no Pete this week. It is just me. You only get me. No interruptions, no crazy conspiracy theories. It's just me. So sit back. This probably won't be that long of an episode. There's honestly not a lot going on in the industry right now, with it being the summertime. Here we'll get in the next few weeks as stuff starts to ramp up for the fall and the holidays. We'll have a lot more to talk about. But yeah, you're just getting Paris this week. So before we dive into this, I want to let everyone know, again, this is Gamertag Radio. Please check us out over at GamertagRadio.com. You can obviously find us on your favorite RSS feed podcast catcher, be it Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, I don't know, the ColecoVision app, whatever it is that you use to listen to podcasts, you will find us over there. And if you want to leave us any feedback, you can do it just like this.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, like I said, there's not a lot going on in the industry right now, so I don't know how long the solo episode will be, but you know, I'll flash back a little bit to last week's episode. We obviously talked about competition in the industry and the importance of it to keep innovation and everything going. Well, since all that's happened, we've had, not that it's 100% official, but we've obviously seen some of the news that came out of Brazil with this Microsoft acquiring Activision Blizzard and basically Sony's kind of counterpoints to it. And there was two things that stood out on this. First of all, it was Call of Duty. And Sony kind of saying that, hey, Call of Duty is basically this huge presence in the industry. It's not something that even if we tried, we can necessarily replicate. And by Microsoft getting this, it's going to have a huge advantage for them because it is going to convince more and more people to want to hop over and jump into the Xbox ecosystem, be it just subscribe to Game Pass or actually go pick up Xbox hardware and invest that way. And I don't necessarily disagree. I believe I even tweeted this earlier in the week. I was like, Sony's not wrong, because here's what's going to happen. Love Call of Duty, hate Call of Duty, does not matter at this point. We know its presence in this industry. It is consistently, if not the highest selling, number two highest selling game every year, you know, Red Dead Redemption 2 aside. But the fact remains of this. Right now, yes, Sony has the marketing for Call of Duty. So that is definitely going to influence people to want to go pick up Call of Duty on their platform. We know, after it's no longer contractually obligated, Microsoft is going to switch that marketing over to Xbox. They are going to put Call of Duty Day One on Game Pass. And if you think that's not going to influence people to want to, well, screw it, I'll just subscribe to Game Pass, I'll play Call of Duty on the PC, or I could just go pick up an Xbox and I'll play it there. Because what's going to happen is you're going to see all the marketing go towards there. You're going to see more incentives like, new maps day one on the Xbox, or maybe a discount towards whatever type of battle pass or microtransactions are going to have. Plus, you're going to couple that with Game Pass. So there's going to be this perceived savings as well. They're like, well, if I'm already subscribed to Game Pass, I just get Call of Duty anyways. I don't have to go spend $70 on it anymore. So even despite the fact that Call of Duty will continue to live on the PlayStation, there is going to be this perception that Call of Duty is going to be an Xbox title. The analogy I used was Destiny, because when Destiny came out back in 2014, all the marketing, you get early access to certain weapons, strikes, things like that, was all on the PlayStation side. And I played Destiny for thousands of hours on PlayStation for that very reason. And even to this day, despite it being multi-platform, I still associate Destiny with PlayStation. It's just how it is. So yeah, there definitely has to be concern there on the Sony side of that, because we're not talking short term here. We're talking long term. Long term, this does give Xbox a definitive advantage, having basically the number one selling game every year associated with your platform. You will get more people that will want to jump over and start investing into that ecosystem. Now, the second thing that came out of that was the fact that they acknowledge Game Pass as being a force in the industry. What was it? 60 to 70% of the game subscription market is now going towards Game Pass. And I think in Brazil, it was higher, like 70, 80%, something to that nature. But the point around that is, yes, there is PlayStation Plus. Yes, there's Xbox Live Gold. Yes, there's Ubisoft Plus. There's EA Play or whatever it's called, right? There are other subscription services out there. But the unique thing about Game Pass, obviously, is the fact that you're getting the big internal studios day and date. You're getting those day and day. Even PlayStation Plus at its premium tier is not doing that just yet. And what Sony acknowledged was the fact that, it is going to take them a few years to basically ramp up to be able to be a true competitor to what Game Pass is currently offering. And the thing that if you've been listening to this, I've been saying this for a while. You can really take this all the way back to 2016 when you started to see the change with Xbox, with their services and just their approach to the industry, going outside just the console, having the subscription services, integrating cloud, things like that. And Sony simply did not invest that same approach at that time. They clearly are now. Obviously, with PlayStation now, they're investing in the cloud now. The fact that they've created these tiers of PlayStation Plus, they are investing in a game subscription service as well. But Microsoft has already done the work that they're to the point and crunched the numbers and whatever else they had to do, that they are comfortable with putting their internal studio titles day and date into that service. And it seems to be the approach for them. We don't know the financials, but obviously they're invested into it for the long term, and this is the approach that they're going to do. And basically what Sony is saying is, we can't just snap our fingers and immediately do that. That could hurt our bottom line if we were to put our games in there day and date the way it currently is. Maybe that changes. Now, we know they've done some studio acquisitions. They obviously got Bungie. They've done a few others. They're now exploring putting their games onto PC. Not necessarily day and date, but that window of when they come to PC seems to be shrinking. And I think it will continue to shrink until you do start seeing their games on PC day and date. As far as their subscription service, I like PlayStation Plus. I like the tiered approach. I like what they're doing. It's currently not directly competing with Game Pass, but if they could get to the point where they now offer a tier that has value to it, but also offers you some of their premium games day and date. Now we're looking at straight competition. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. But, I've said this for a few years now, and I know, I've had people that have disagreed with me, which is fine, because no one knows a true answer. But I do think something like Game Pass is the future of how we're going to consume games. I just do. I think this game subscription service in this era now, where games are starting to cost more and more, $70 a pop, it might even be more at some point. I would rather have a subscription service that, I pay into monthly, that allows me not only to play more games, but I'm not taking a risk, so to speak, if that makes sense, right? If I go, again, I'm just using a number, but if I go spend $70 on a game that I don't like, I've now basically thrown that away. I've wasted my investment into that. Whereas if I'm just subscribing every month and I'm just consuming these games, if I start playing something I don't like, I can put it down and move on. No harm, no foul. So along with that, we obviously saw that Microsoft is also testing Game Pass, a Game Pass family plan, currently in Ireland and over in Colombia. And, you know, I've been talking about this for a while as well, that I'm excited for this. I think as a parent with three kids that also game, so I'm basically a household of four dedicated gamers, I've wanted to have this family plan because, you know, we've had to do all these mental gymnastics that if all four of us are trying to play something at once in the house and it just so happens to be a game that's on Game Pass, you know, we can't all do it at the same time. So, you know, like I wound up having to get my daughter her own subscription and I've been sharing my subscription with my other two kids and it seemed to work out okay, but it's not ideal. So if you look at what they're testing right now, you'll have your primary account. Let's just say that's me. And then I can share that out with four other people, right? And they'll be on my account. It looks like pricing wise, we'll see what final it is. But right now what the conversion looks to be, it would be a Game Pass Ultimate subscription and it would be $24.99. That basically you're able to have five people on that one account. That is insane value. It's basically coming out to about $5 per person per month. That is a fantastic value. However it is you're deciding to share it with, be it family members and doing air quotes friends or whatever the case may be, that's an insane value. And I was actually in a Spaces talking about this a few days ago, because the one thing I was wondering was how would Microsoft try to police this? Now, like right now during this trial, what they're doing is you can only share it with people that are in your country. I think that probably stays the same. I don't think you'll be able to share it with, if I'm in the United States, share it with someone that's in the UK, right? But I can share it with any of my family or friends that also live in the United States, right? But along those lines, I don't think they're going to police it as far as you don't all need to be in the same house. And I think if you're traveling and you're in a participating country, I think you're fine, but your home country needs to all be the same. I think that's what's going to happen. And I think that's similar to what they're currently doing right now with Office 365. So they're basically going to adopt that model as well. And like I said, I'm excited for it because in my house, obviously, I'm immediately going to share it with my three kids. And then I would still have another sub, so to speak, that I could share out with another, you know, family member outside the house or a friend outside the house, whatever the case, right? But at $24.99, if they do this, and let's just say it comes out this holiday, obviously have it so that it's available into 2023 when, you know, they're going to have Forza, Redfall, Starfield, and whatever's coming in the second half of the year, that is going to be a huge incentive for parents and for families to want to invest in a Game Pass. And here's the thing. I personally think, we're talking about this in the Spaces, they're going to use this opportunity to bolster basically their subscriber count. So if they're at 25 right now, now all of a sudden, let's just say 10 million more people subscribe and you're at 35. And of those 35, now you have 20 million people that have converted to that family plan. Take the 20 times five. Where are you at? Right? Just simple math on that. But now you're at 100 million. So, excuse me, you could easily see their subscriber numbers go for them. And just to be more realistic, you could easily see their subscriber numbers over the next year with this family plan jump from 25 million to 80 million, just because now you have more people that are attached to your account that are now in that ecosystem. They're playing games. If it's a multiplayer game with microtransactions, battle passes, things like that, you're still going to be able to monetize those people that are attached to that family plan. So maybe this is it. Again, I'm not a business person, it's financial. I don't know the math on it that's going to make this work, but clearly they've already crunched those numbers and they seem to think. And again, if it does turn out to be $25 a month, I was personally thinking it might be 30, still could be. We'll obviously see when it's final and they roll it out. But either way, even if it's at 30, that's still an insane value that you're getting on an individual basis to be able to consume all the games that are already a part of Game Pass. And then you're going to be able to get all their Xbox Game Studio games day and date as they release. So again, just like I was talking about, you're going to get Forza day and date. You're going to get Redfall day and date. You're going to get Starfield day and date. Eventually Hellblade 2, Perfect Dark, Fable, you know, on down the line. All these games are going to come to you day and date. So I'm excited for it. I'm glad that they're officially now talking about this and testing it with insiders over in Ireland and in Colombia. And like I said, hopefully this can be ramped up quickly enough that it's out this holiday. I think that'll be a great thing to have, again, for parents for Christmas when you're looking to get stuff for your kids. And instead of buying them individual games, you get this family plan, you add them on there, and now everyone's playing and you have access to all this stuff. And yeah, I can already hear people saying, well, Xbox doesn't have any games in 2022. I agree. It's light. I've been saying this for a while. It's going to be light in 2022, but at least they gave you the roadmap until June of next year. So like the three big games that I'm talking about, we know they're coming. We know they're still going to be making deals with third-party publishers as well to bring other games there. And there's a big backlog of games to play as well. I know it's probably sound like a commercial for Game Pass, but it's something I've talked about for a while because it is something that I've been a fan of probably since when they initially announced it and then added the PC stuff. That's when I was convinced. I go, okay, I can see this thing work as long as they keep it at a reasonable price. And so far they have. Ultimately, will the price raise on Game Pass? Of course it will. I just think here in the near term, as they're trying to ramp up and get more people invested into it, no, I don't think the price will increase anytime soon. So that's all that. Like I said, there's not a lot to talk about this week. I mean, you know, just kind of diving into things that I've been playing. There is something I've been playing on PC that I can't talk about just yet. I will probably by the time people hear this in a day or two after, I'll be able to talk about it. Pretty excited about that. Again, I don't want to give too many hints, so I'll move on from that. Other than to say the Steam Deck is a blessing. I love that handheld. As I've said many times before, I think it is a game changer. It is going to redefine the industry on how we start consuming PC games and how we start looking at mobile handhelds. And like I said, it may not be this 1.0 Steam Deck that changes everything, but be it Valve or someone else that copies it, there's going to be a 2.0 version of it that is just going to be transcendent. And as long as it's at a reasonable price, I really think this thing is going to take off. And again, just kind of change the way that we consume games, you know, on a mobile platform, on a handheld platform. Other things I've been playing, I've actually been kind of just diving back into the back catalog. And I think I talked about this a little bit already, but just on a goof, I started playing the original Gears of War via cloud streaming on the console. And I was just doing it just to mess around, and I messed around. I got hooked and I really started playing, and I've really been diving into it. And then that kind of led me to like, you know what, I'm going to play Gears 5 again. So I jumped back into Gears 5 and I've been replaying that campaign. I think I'm on like Act 3 now or something like that. But I've been going through that and hopping back and forth between playing on the Series X and playing on PC. I'll just tell you again now, if you got a high-end PC with high-end GPU, playing Gears 5 on insane, you know, you got ultra mode, but then insane, like, you know, textures and everything. It's just, the lighting is just, it's phenomenal. It's just one of the best looking games I've ever seen. So I've been having a lot of fun with that. And the funny thing about playing the original Gears of War and then playing Gears 5 is the original Gears of War holds up pretty freaking well. It really does from a gameplay mechanic standpoint. A lot of that stuff has held up to where we are now in the modern age of gaming. And yeah, I've been having a lot of fun playing both. I've been dabbling around as well, playing Psychonauts 2 again. And that's kind of be a long-term thing. I'll play like a level or two, drop off, go do something else, and then come back. But I've been having fun with that again, Double Fine, just Tim Schafer and his team. It's just a phenomenal game. And if you've not played it, I absolutely recommend people play it. It was definitely one of the best games of 2021. And then Destiny 2, it's just a mainstay in my life. I've actually really not hardcore played this season of The Haunted. You know, the showcase is coming up here on the 23rd. So I'm excited to see what the future of Destiny is going to look like. And I see a lot of people over at Bungie are pretty excited to be talking about this on the 23rd. And I have to give a shout to Bungie, because they did feature me on their website this week as just a spotlight in the community. You know, I think Heroes Welcome is kind of their tagline, but they kind of featured me on there. They had reached out to me a few weeks back to get some information from me and see if I was interested. And I was like, absolutely am. It would be an honor. And just thank you to everyone just online to the kind words that I saw after that article went up. Excuse me. I've obviously just been a big fan of Bungie overall. And then, you know, even more specifically here, just Destiny. You know, I've just been a day one player, and I don't see me literally ever stop playing for any reason. You know, it's had its highs, it's had its lows, but it's always just been that consistent game. You know, for me, like, it's crazy to think, God, we're going on a decade. I think we're going in what, year eight now. It's insane to think about, but yeah, those are some of the things that I've been playing more recently. I am looking forward to this Plague Tale game that's coming out. I've never played the series or whatever, but a lot of people seem very excited about this one that's going to drop in October. So I'm looking forward to that. I definitely think I'll check out Scorn. Obviously, God of War Ragnarok. That's just a no-brainer. I'll be playing that. And I may or may not play The Last of Us Part 1. Thinking I might. We'll see. Also looking forward to Saints Row as well. And yeah, just naming those off the top of my head. I mean, there's definitely going to be stuff to play this holiday. So I'm not too concerned about not having things to do this holiday as we wait going into 2023, when a lot of these newer games that we've been anticipating are going to drop. Like, I even tweeted the other day, I went back and watched the Starfield presentation. And, you know, I know a lot of people, there's, you know, people were nitpicking the optimization, oh, pop in this, that's running at 30 frames, blah, 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 blah. But kind of watching it now and just all that hype and fanfare aside has cooled down, and just watching it for what it is and listening to what Todd Howard was saying and just seeing what the ambition of that game is going to be. It's definitely my most anticipated known game of 2023. And I'm really looking forward to it. Like I said, you can see in that presentation why it was delayed. It needed to be optimized more. Absolutely. Do I think I want to play it at 30 frames? Nope. I will be playing it on PC, and you know, I'm fortunate enough to have a higher end PC. So yeah, I'll definitely be playing it cranked up and at higher frames per second, because I definitely at least want to play it at 60. But overall, what the game is going to be and what they're attempting to do with it, I'm excited to see it. You know, from a Bethesda legacy perspective, Todd Howard, new IP, the Bethesda RPG lineage, just everything, the Discovery, you know, with the galaxy, all that stuff. So I'm really looking forward to that and playing Starfield. Oh, one other thing I jumped back into, I forgot this game. I've been playing Cyberpunk 2077 on and off a little bit. You know, it's come a long way since where it was in December of 2020. And, we, you know, we don't need to relitigate that. But clearly the game never should have come out in the state that it did. You can tell that CD Projekt Red has done a lot of work optimizing it and squashing bugs and getting it into a pretty decent state. Is it the vision that they promised us all the way back in 2018? No, it's not. But it is a good game. It's a solid game. It'll be interesting to see what this expansion is going to be. I know they've been hyping up Edge Runners, which will be the series that's going to be on Netflix. I would imagine around the same time, they'll probably start talking about the expansion, and we'll see what it's going to be. So interesting times right now in gaming. And it's so funny, like I said, with this being the summertime, there's just not a lot of really interesting things to talk about, because I think a lot of things are waiting until the holiday. And then obviously once we go into 2023, we'll have a lot more to talk about. But gaming's in a good place. It is. I think, you know, fussing aside on social media about which system is the best or which game is the best, I just think overall the industry is in a pretty good spot. There's definitely a lot of variety in the genres and the different type of games we can play, you know, from the AAA all the way down to the indie level. And again, I'll bring this full circle. This is why I'm excited about something like Game Pass, because it allows me to try more of these games and allows me to discover more things that I probably never would have played otherwise. And, you know, it's great. Gaming is a great hobby, and you know, I'm excited, excuse me, for the future of it. and excited for people that are getting into gaming and just having so many different things to do. Definitely exciting times. So with that said, I think that's it. Like I said, I do apologize. There's definitely not a lot to talk about. Don't have Danny or Pete here to bounce off of when you need different perspectives. So you're only getting mine. But one thing I also said on social media, because I've been dabbling with hosting spaces again. So I've done a couple here over the last couple weeks, and I think I'm going to do more. I know some people give me grief when I pop into spaces with a controversial title or controversial host attached to it. But the reason I do that is twofold. I like to listen. I like to listen to the community. I like to hear what people are saying, number one. And number two, if you see me speaking in one of these controversial spaces, it's because they're talking about something that I either disagree with or they have complete misinformation on. And I try to give my perspective. And as long as it stays respectful, I have no problem engaging with people online and talking about stuff. The second that it starts getting disrespectful, yelling and screaming and all that, I leave. I mean, it's pretty simple. So if you're listening to this and you ever see me in a space and it goes, why is Paris in that space? That's why. Because like I said, I'm trying to hear what the community is saying. I'm trying to understand different perspectives, and you know, I'll drop my two cents every now and again, but I'm definitely going to host more of my own. That way I can control the room and, you know, make sure I guide what the topics are going to be, and then obviously bring people up, and you know, we get that instant perspective, that instant feedback, that back and forth dialogue. And I really like that. So I definitely want to continue doing that moving forward. So I think that's it. Now, before I go, again, I want to remind everyone that this is Gamertag Radio, and if you have any feedback for this podcast, you can do it just like this.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
So again, this has been episode 1219 of Gamertag Radio. I appreciate everyone that has been listening to this. Sorry we didn't have the whole crew here, but you know, we've been traveling around. Everybody's been really busy, but we wanted to make sure we stayed consistent and got an episode out. So you got me this week. So again, thank you guys for listening. This is Paris, and we'll see you real soon.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.